Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Good morning. I love that you've been like starting off with that little tongue thing.
You know, it just feels right every morning.
One way to get the morning started.
You know, welcome back to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay, you guys. And happy Thursday morning.
Happy Thursday morning. It's our first Thursday after daylight savings time. And it's a little darker outside than normal, but that's about it.
Oh, you know what? That's why today was so rough, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Both of us, like, really had a hard time getting out of bed this morning.
It was, like, unusually hard.
And I was like, what? Shantae is usually the one coming to wake me up, but I was the one like, hey, rise and shine.
Rise and shine. let's go ahead and give a really quick recap of our week. So what has been going on in your life?
So let's see. I'm going to talk about National Ranch Day because I was really excited about that, guys.
That deserves a... I mean, come
right?
on. And huge fan.
And get this. Get this. It was the kind of ranch that I partook in was Bacon Ranch.
Hey.
Courtesy of Sam's Tavern. I ordered some wings.
Didn't bring any in?
No, I ate them all. They were gone.
You're supposed to like save a little cup for us.
No. No,
or a
man.
Bottle, or can you buy it?
A bottle? I don't think so.
Because sometimes they sell it off.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I think it was like a house. I'm pretty sure it's like a house sauce. Mm. But okay. It was really good. I was really happy. I was really satisfied. I was so like just perfect way to have my ranch day.
Bone in or bone out?
Bone in.
Good girl.
Yeah, I'm also
traditional.
And I clean my bones too. Like I'm not one of those that likes to leave meat behind. I eat all the meat. That's going to be a slogan of ours.
I was trying to stay serious there and just, yeah, I couldn't.
And then Shantae and I both, she'll probably talk about this too, but we went to this really cool, awesome like day party on Sunday. And most day parties are usually just like turned up events, but this one, you know, there was a cause and it was reminding us to get out and vote.
Yes.
In the 2020 census, but also vote in general because those elections are coming up in November.
And it's getting real out here, you guys.
Too real. What about for you, Shantae? Let's recap your week.
The Bubbly Beats Day Party that we went to was definitely a really cool event. The space that it was in was also really cool.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed all of the decorations and how, because it was such a large warehouse space there, it felt like each room that was in it or section of that building had a different theme going on.
Yes, yes.
So you could honestly have like, you know, like five different themed photo shoots in there if you wanted to. but yeah, like the space was really great. And then just in general, because it was a day party with a purpose, it was just like a really rewarding party to be a part of.
Yeah.
You know.
Shouts out to Carlos Imani.
Yes, it was a really great event. They had a mimosa bar where you can make your own mimosas. They had blood orange, cranberry, and pineapple and regular orange juice.
What if they had a ranch room?
I know, right? A ranch bar.
You're like, I ain't leaving that one.
That I would have been like,
The mimosa bar was good, but they also had like chicken and waffles.
Oh, yes.
They had chicken and waffles and cupcakes and chocolate-covered strawberries.
Do you remember the name of the...
spread.
Company that made that.
I do not know. Tasty something. Shoot. We'll try to find that out for you guys and hook you guys up. But my favorite, like my highlight, like the chicken was great. Don't get me wrong. The chicken was delicious. It was
hot. It really was.
It was juicy. It was flavorful.
It was like breaded like catfish.
Yeah. But my favorite was the waffle sticks. Like I'm not a big sweets person, but I could have had like five or six of those waffle sticks.
Absolutely. And then also this weekend, before the day party, I actually went, I'm going to be in a wedding for one of my old coworkers.
Dun, 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 dun.
So exciting.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, and so we went to David's bridal on Sunday.
I'm getting all teared up already.
And
I'm happy for you.
She tried on a bunch of dresses, and it was a lot of fun, because one, I've always loved wedding dresses, period. Like, I've always kind of wanted to be a wedding dress model.
Ooh.
Because that would just be fun to try on a bunch of wedding dresses.
All the time.
Right. But just to watch her put it on, and then I'm like even looking at the other people on the other side that have appointments, and I'm like, oh my God, she looks really good in that dress. Like, my friend tried it on and we didn't like it, but on her it looks really good. That might be the one for her. She didn't get her dress that day, she didn't get her dress at that appointment, but went to a venue later, and I think she
found
the
one. She said yes to the dress.
And I think that's really exciting. So next it'll be bridesmaids dresses, which should be interesting.
Oh, yay. So it's your turn to try on all the dresses.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Super exciting.
Cool. That was a fun recap. I think I also got to see my parents, which I always like to point out because they always say that I never see them and that nobody ever comes to see them. And I saw them this past week. So shout out to parents.
I
love you, Mom and Dad.
I also saw your parents this past week.
Yeah, we had a family event.
That was fun.
That was really fun. We'll talk about that at a different time.
Well, let's get into our icebreaker so that we can, shake things up before we bring everybody down.
I know. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. Just a heads up. We're going to be hitting some highs and some lows this week.
This morning.
So our icebreaker, because we thought it was such a hit and it's been a while since we have actually really done them. We brought back the icebreaker. I mean, would you rather? It's still early. We brought back the game of Would You Rather. And so we've got a good list going here. And Shantae, I want you to take it away. Were you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, I don't have one.
Okay. What's it? Take it away.
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay. She's like, I will.
Would you rather be able to freeze time or travel in time?
Travel in time.
Why?
Well, I didn't know I was going to have to explain.
I think so, too.
Why?
But yeah, because freezing time, I'm just trying to think about, what are you actually getting done? Well, actually, stop, pause, rewind.
Skirt.
Knowing me, I'm going to freeze time because I cannot, be on time to save my life. So I think, because knowing myself, I would freeze time so that I would then be able to manipulate if I'm arriving late or not.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good explanation.
Yeah.
I feel like the travel in time could work for you too.
Because then I could, no. Because then it's I'm still repeating how things are unfolding.
Okay.
I'm just going forward or backwards. But if I'm freezing time, I could be like, shoot, I'm going to be, I have 20 minutes to get there, but I'm still 30 minutes away from getting late. Let me just freeze time for the next 30 minutes, finish getting ready, and then leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you already knew that, you could either go forward or backward.
Yeah. Exactly.
See?
You could go into the point of time that you needed to go into if you can travel in time.
Yeah. So what's the point?
But what I'm saying is knowing me being late, I wouldn't be ready. Wouldn't I be fast forwarding to the time that I need to be there, but then I wouldn't be ready?
That's a fact.
Which part of it is reality, though, too?
All of it's reality.
Okay, just make it true.
Now you're
mess
really
with me.
Right. I'm like, now you're really gonna mess with me. Hold on.
Biddy, why would you travel in time?
Just to probably catch all of the things that, I'd like to specifically go back. A lot of things, that are unanswered.
Okay.
It'd be nice to know. Like Amelia Earhart.
Ooh.
For one, right?
Yeah.
Just to start.
Yeah.
Just going to open that
That's
one up.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay? Didn't they say that they found her remains or something recently? I swear.
There was a picture, I guess. She was in the background or something like that,
what?
I think, from way back. Yeah. Look, they both kind of it was supposedly, I don't know. They have to really go.
Nobody knows.
A Tupac situation where they thought they saw him.
Mm-hmm. He's in Jamaica. Yeah. He's just living his best life in Jamaica. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or if it's the Titanic, right?
Right.
Do you think they could have pushed the iceberg out of the way or moved around it a little bit, going back in time to figure that out? See, those are the things.
How are you going to push an iceberg out the way? What are you as people going to do?
Those are all possibilities. I really like the discussion that's opened up. I'll be Googling half of these.
the Italians, right? And their little boats with the gondolas. Just a couple sticks on the side of the old Titanic. Just push that up, baby, out of the way.
Oh, I got a good one.
That's a stretch.
Ooh, yucky.
What is it? Oh, God. I didn't think I put too many nasty ones on here.
Would you? Oh, okay. No, no, no. I got this one.
I'm like, which one are you looking at?
Would you rather lose all of your teeth or all of your hair?
Well, that's easy for me.
But no, but all of your hair. That means eyebrows, face, chest, butt, armpit, back.
All of my
thighs,
hair.
Chest. Did I say chest?
Hair.
All of my hair.
I like hair. Chest hair.
I just wanted to throw that in there.
Just for anyone who's listening.
Yeah. You guys know now.
I think probably the same because, like, I could glue on lashes. I could draw on my eyebrows.
Right. You can
wear a wig.
Yeah.
And then as far as everything else goes,
that's perfect.
Very low maintenance.
Exactly. That's exactly what I would hope for.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have to worry about the, like, fuzz on my toes anymore. I got, like, toe knuckle fuzz.
I just love it. I love the tidbits. Everyone.
Keeps her feet warm, I guess. All right. I don't need socks. Built in.
Yes.
Okay. I want us to do one more each.
Okay. I like this one for Jasmine because she really likes makeup.
Oh, I saw that. I almost said that one.
Would you rather never be able to wear makeup again or never be able to leave the house without a full face of makeup, but you can only use kids' makeup?
Now,
you know what the kids' makeup is, right?
Now,
Yeah.
I've, like, grown up playing with makeup always, even as a kid. And I think that's why I have the love for, like, glitter and sparkles that I do, because a lot of kids' makeup has, like, glitter and sparkles in it. However, never being able to leave my house, like, because that's a lot of work, I'm going to go the Alicia Keys route.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to go au natural. Like today.
Mind you, you're still freezing time? Or are you? Are you
right.
Not? Right.
Yeah, no, I'm still going to go on natural.
Oh, natural?
Yeah. What about you, Tay?
Oh, that's easy. Yeah, definitely. I'm never going
to
wear makeup again. I've been talking about that.
Kids' makeup is horrible, too. It's like orange and pink and not like those colors aren't good, but like they're usually really cheap.
They're really like pigmented or like.
They don't blend well.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. The blushes are always, like, hot pink.
They never
or, like,
match
red.
Anything. Yeah. It's like, okay.
I remember, I miss being a kid. I used to have so much. My mom used to buy me, like, those big, just, like, cheap, like, makeup kits just full of, like, you know, blush and lipsticks and all these little
things. I always
thought
the perfumes were terrible.
Yeah.
Oh. They were just, like, the worst scents ever.
Oh, my God.
And yet they still release them and sell them.
You're bringing
hey,
this
because
all back.
Everybody
right?
loves
yes,
them.
Yes, that's crazy because, yes, I remember those,
I
too. She used to also buy me a bunch of, like, those little, like, press-on nails.
Mm. Oh, I love.
Yeah, I used to always have, like, those little things.
That's why I love nails
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I love it. She would encourage my little, like, oh, you want that? That's fine.
The spoiledness.
Yeah, that's true. I was spoiled. If any of my siblings are listening, they're like, yes, she was.
Okay. Good. You have one more?
I do. And this one. All right, guys, ready? Would you rather be trapped in a small room with 10,000 tarantulas for 10 minutes or eat 10 tarantulas in 10 minutes?
Are they alive or dead?
Can you get cooked?
See, I'll do that. I'll eat them, but I will not be in a room. I'm terrified of spiders. I hate spiders. I'd rather see them first before they see me.
I'm going to assume alive because when you're in that small room with the 10,000 tarantulas, I'm assuming those are all going to be live too. So, like, let's just imagine that they're live in each scenario.
Is the room dark?
Oh my gosh. I can't do either. There's no way.
Right.
There's no way.
So, speaking from, I'm probably going to cry just because, like, I've recently had a tarantula on my face, and I cried.
We both looked at each other like...
She did a fear pong. I was waiting for your reaction.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah, so I recently did have a tarantula crawling on my face, and, like, I was calm, but I did cry. So I feel like I could probably do the small room. Like, I could probably be in a room with 10,000... Ugh, gross. But I'm definitely not eating. I'm not eating them at all. I'm not. I'm vomiting on sight. I guarantee it.
I don't even really think I can answer this question. I'm going to be honest because, like, 10,000 tarantulas is a lot, and that's like covering a room.
Well, you don't know that. The small, I mean, you know, tarantulas come in all shapes and sizes.
A small room.
Yeah.
Like this, am I stepping on them?
This, I feel like, is a small room.
Are they going to be all over the ceiling, in the walls?
They're going to be in just the room. There are just 10,000 of them in the room. They could all be in one corner even, you know?
If I absolutely had to choose, I would be in the small room.
Yeah.
I can't eat them. If they're alive, there's no way. Like the texture and them like moving around.
That's what's got me.
Ain't going to do it.
I know, and I feel like they make sounds. Do they make sounds? I don't know.
I'm sure there's a lot of things that
are
happening
imagining
that you can't avoid either.
Right.
Rather than them just crawling all over you and just sitting there for, what, 10 minutes? Yeah?
I could hold it together for 10 minutes. Probably have a full-on panic attack.
I'd probably sweat, and yeah, I'd probably definitely be in like some kind of anxiety, panic state.
Full-fledged.
Well,
it'll be like the Fear Factor thing with Joe Rogan way back in the day, right?
Right.
Where they put the people like in the tank of like snakes or something like that.
Yeah.
They had to sit there for like 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
I could do that.
I had to be in a coffin for 2 minutes with crickets, and that was stressful.
It's going to be a no for me, dog, on all fronts.
Shantae, you got to pick one.
I'm going with the small room, but like I still don't like that answer.
I wouldn't choose that.
At all either, because they're gonna crawl over me.
I have one of my girlfriend, Emily, she really does not like spiders like at all. And I remember one time we were young, like teenager age, and it was like New Year's, and I was just being mean. Like, I don't know why I thought this was funny, but like I found a dead spider, and it was actually like a decent sized spider, like probably a little bit bigger than like a quarter. And like I picked it up by the leg, and like I chased her around my house with it. And she like almost cried.
We're still friends to this day.
We're like best friends. We're really, really, really good friends. And I love her to death. But yeah, I feel bad about that now. But then I thought it was hilarious.
Pranks make friendships grow stronger.
Do they?
Alrighty, guys. So that was our icebreaker. I think that was really good.
I think so, too.
We did definitely a sight better than last week.
I think we should get into a 2 to 3 minute break before we go on to our next topic.
Sounds good. We'll see you guys in a second. You're listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
It's time that you are heard, and I don't mean in just a conversation. I mean really heard. Imagine hosting your very own radio program on Alternative Talk 1150. Talk about being heard. Call 425-653-1150 right now to learn how affordable it can be to host your own radio show. Time slots are going fast, so take hold of this chance by dialing 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Hey, Seattle. Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome back.
To The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Did you miss us? We missed you.
Always. So, last week, we kind of told you guys about some things that are happening in Seattle. And we needed to go ahead and continue that. We have another health update for you guys. Now, as you all know, the coronavirus has been ravaging most of China.
Most of China, yeah.
We now find out Italy as well.
And Italy's on complete lockdown.
And as well as, you know, the U.S.
Specifically
our backyard.
Right.
Seattle. There are also some places in California and on the East Coast who have confirmed a few cases, but I guess the most cases have been found in Seattle.
Shout out to us.
Things have not gotten better since last week.
No, they've just gotten worse.
Yeah, they have gotten worse. And so we wanted to give you guys kind of an update of things that have happened since last week when we last touched on it. Just last night, actually, like as we were preparing for the show,
we were getting updates.
A lot of stuff popped off. And actually, just yesterday alone, most of this stuff happened. So locally, I'm going to start local.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Jay Inslee actually imposed a ban on large events in King County, Pierce County, and Snohomish County. And this is, of course, all in an effort to contain the virus.
Right.
Now, the count for that, those large events, is 250 people. Now, I don't know if you guys know what 250 people looks like. But let's just say like Q nightclub on a good night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Could be close to 250 people.
I know. Numo's had to cancel a bunch of their events.
Any concert.
Yeah. Somebody was saying that like they didn't put in a beer order on like when they normally like would. And it's like, yeah, because they've had to cancel all of their events.
Yeah. So we're banned from having any events over the size of 250 people. Which is interesting. I would really like to know how it's going to affect the nightlife and like if there are any conferences that are happening here and
yeah,
really just any like public events. Like how is that going to affect them? Like who's playing right now? The Sounders?
I think so. Honestly, I don't know. If it's not football, I don't really pay attention.
And that's honest and that's okay. I'm pretty sure it's the Sounders and their games have been affected as well.
Yeah.
Seattle Dragons, the XFL team.
The XFL team that just started. Wow. Sorry, I'm having a moment. There's a lot.
Because it's just kind of like coming to fruition that like this is really like becoming a big deal.
Right. So that's locally kind of what's been happening.
Well, and also Tom Douglas, who owns a lot of restaurants out in this greater Seattle area.
A total of 13 restaurants.
He's going to temporarily close 12 of them for up to the next 2 months. And that's huge because, like, that's Lola's.
That's going to put a lot of people out of jobs for 2 months.
Yeah, we're in a really weird, weird place here.
And we were just talking about it this morning. Like, I wonder how that's going to affect, you know, workers or people that work for him. Like, what are they going to be getting paid? Most people know already it's really expensive to live in Seattle. So to know that you don't have work for 2 months is kind of scary.
Yeah.
That's going to put a strain on people's pocketbooks.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
on both sides.
On both sides. Both absolutely. Sides, sure. Yeah. And so I'm just kind of interested to see how that's going to play out.
And how long this lasts for, you know, because that's also going to be a huge contributing factor into all of this. I know there are a lot of businesses already like in the South Lake Union area around here that have like suffered because a lot of Amazon and Facebook employees have been instructed to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And businesses are super, super slow over there. Like it's just and that's only been a week and a half. We're going on week two, you know, so it's
right.
just only going to increase.
Actually, so for the article that I was reading about Governor Jay Inslee imposing that ban, in that article, it said that this is an effort to like stop it right now, but they experts think that the worst is yet to come. So they don't even think that where we're at right now is the worst of it.
No.
There's
actually stages.
Yeah, so there's stages to trying to contain this, and we're currently, it sounds like we're in between stages 2 and 3. Imposing the ban on large events was a part of stage 3. And there's a total of 5 stages. The 5th stage would be
where Italy is at right now.
Where Italy is, which is involuntary quarantine for everybody in the city.
And complete and total lockdown. Nobody coming in or out of the state.
So that's what's going on over here. It's getting real.
Yes, PNW, welcome to the life in Seattle right now, guys.
Keep us in your thoughts. prayers.
I think like us directly, the only way that we've really like felt it is like, you know, Shantae's had to work from home the last couple of weeks. I've had to do a lot of different things at work just to kind of like gather a bunch of research and information for our employees so that they have that information available to them. But like my travel time to and from work has been half the time because nobody's going anywhere. Mm-hmm. A couple of our, like, our restaurants have been doing okay. Like, we haven't had any issues there, you know, thank God for that. So, all in all. Oh, and we're just kind of worried about, like, we're probably going to go grocery shopping. We went grocery shopping earlier this week. We're probably going to pick up a couple more things and maybe get some stuff in our freezer just to be safe, you know. But we're not panicking. We're not freaking out. We're just thinking about this logically and taking it step by step.
Sure thing.
And we encourage you guys all to do the same.
And so a few things that have happened nationally that I don't think have really ever happened.
Yeah.
Or that I've ever seen happen in my adult life.
I had crazy, like, feelings in my body when I found these out. Like,
yes. So yesterday, the World Health Organization actually declared it a pandemic. Which I'm going to be honest, I was trying to figure out, like, what does that mean?
So, like, epidemic is on a smaller, like, a smaller scale. Like, epidemic is when it was, like, just in, like, China.
Mm-hmm.
Pandemic is, like,
now it's global.
It's intercontinental. Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's everywhere. So now it's become a pandemic. Yep.
Yes. So they declared it a pandemic yesterday, and it felt like after they did that, there was a bunch of fallout from that.
Yeah.
So from there, just last night, like, I'm talking, writing the notes, and this stuff is popping up. But the NBA is, what is it exactly? They're shutting down.
They've suspended
the game.
They've suspended regular season games because a Utah Jazz player has tested positive for the coronavirus.
Correct.
And so the Utah Jazz, and I think they said the Mavericks, I don't know. Like I said, if it's not football, I'm not paying attention to it.
It's okay.
But they've quarantined two teams altogether in the midst of suspending regular season games. So that's huge. That's crazy.
That's really interesting to me.
Because at first, what they were saying was they were going to propose them playing in an empty arena, you know, banning fans from coming to games. And a lot of the players were backlashing, like, you know, like, I'm not going to play, you know, if there's nobody there, haha, but also contractual obligations, side note.
Right.
But then finding out that they straight up canceled them all together, I had no idea that, like, they actually had somebody in the league test positive for that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, I feel like that's the only reason why they would have done that.
Let's keep
it real quiet. We're just going to say we canceled all the games. And then it's like, well, why else would you do that?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Tom Hanks and his wife actually have tested positive as well for the coronavirus.
I remember I read that and you were like, no!
Not Tom Hanks! But it's like Tom Hanks. Like,
yeah, he's one of our lights. They're going to take the best absolute care of them.
Yes. They have resources, so I'm hoping that they do take the best absolute care of them. That's something we came up with last night. but I do hope that happens. I am worried. He is older.
Yeah.
I don't want to put any bad juju, but hope he gets better.
His son, Chet, who is also problematic, put out a statement. Sorry, not also problematic. He's just problematic,
generally,
period.
Problematic.
He released a statement, you know, like, you know, thanks you guys for your concerns and all of that. But I talked to my parents and he said that they feel really optimistic about it, that they feel fine and they're not, you know, I mean, they're ill, you know, and they're taking their precautions, but that they're not worried that it's going to become anything serious for them. So,
yes,
that's reassuring to hear.
And then one last thing that happened last night, President Trump, which I hate using that.
I've never said that.
I ever have either.
In all of this 4 years, I've never once said that.
That dude that we call our president imposed a European travel ban for 30 days.
And to me, I was like, like, I'm not traveling anywhere in Europe anytime soon. But, like, I also just got my passport in December. So I'm over here like, I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there, blah, blah. And then, like, hearing that I can't go to Italy or, like, sorry, Europe is just kind of like, dang. Wow. Holding me back. Holding me down. Just kidding.
Yeah.
It's the coronavirus that's holding me down.
Yeah. I definitely think that that's interesting. I think that it's smart, but also I just hope that it doesn't last longer than the 30 days.
I have a quick question though. Are we already prohibited from China, like traveling to and from China?
I know they're not allowing any flights in from China.
There's a ban. I just don't know exactly what part or how much of it is. I would say yes.
Well, because I find it weird that he's just putting the ban on Europe.
Well, I'm pretty sure that like when this all kicked off, they weren't like any flights.
Yeah.
That were coming in from China or going to China were all canceled.
Yeah.
So like they were kind of like, we're not doing that right now.
But like China and Japan both have really high numbers.
I think it probably is. Yeah. I don't think that I know that.
True. You're right. Sorry. I'm asking you impossible questions.
I don't have my phone on me to Google it for you.
You're right. I'm sorry.
But I'm pretty sure that that was like one of the first things that they did.
Okay, cool. Okay.
They're just saying on top of that, nobody can go to Europe anywhere. Either because, and like people are taking trips to Europe. During
already,
this time frame.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people are canceling flights and trips that they've had for months.
Yeah.
And of course, with anything like this, there's always a lot of misinformation or just in general information being thrown around.
Of course.
I've heard that like this could go till May.
Oh, man.
So specific on flight and company. So American announced Friday, I believe this was last week, though, maybe the week before, a cancellation.
American Airlines?
Yeah.
Okay.
To Beijing and Shanghai. They started to cancel all those up until the 27th.
Incoming and outgoing?
Just says two running through, starting immediately, continuing two flights. So it's going.
Okay.
But they're still, you can still travel to Hong Kong, though. So...
Great.
But that's just that carrier. Right. That's what I'm saying. So you gotta look into your carrier.
You have to look at, like that's just American. So check with Delta, check with Alaska, check with Southwest. Spirit.
Don't fly Spirit. I don't recommend that. Right.
I don't think their planes can handle a flight to China.
No. Oh my gosh.
Yes, we are shading you.
I have so many feelings about Spirit Airlines.
And they're all negative.
Whole episode.
And they're all negative.
Trash. Toss it in a dumpster and set it on fire. That's what it is.
So, as we digress, let's come full circle with our coronavirus update. Wash your hands.
Continue to wash your hands and take care of yourselves.
Stop touching your, it's men. Mouth, eyes, nose. Fun way to remember that.
Why is it just us?
Like, no, men. No, it's just a fun like
that's
acronym.
An acronym. Oh, I didn't get it either.
Men. I was like, what?
So men.
I think mouth, both of us? Are we both
eyes,
human?
Right. I mean, I guess you could do like nem, but like it's not as fun as like men.
I get you.
So yeah, I'm not like singling out, it's just
think men and wash your hands.
And wash your hands.
But yes, that's been your health update with Jazz and Tay. Let's go ahead and get into our regular reviews of the week because we had some things that we wanted to talk about.
We sure did.
For me personally, a couple of my favorite artists put out albums. Jhené Aiko, she dropped her third studio album. It's called Chalumbo. It's really good.
You are a huge Jhené fan.
I am a huge Jhené fan. Anything that she drops, I'm listening. And honestly, it's because anytime she puts out something, I'm never disappointed. I've not been disappointed by any album she's ever put out or even like a single or just like, those freestyles that she does. She just really speaks to my heart. And I also really like the poetic side of her. I think she's kind of close to like a spoken word and then throws it into a song. So that's what I really like about her. She's actually coming to Seattle June 6th. She's going on tour for this album. However, tickets are already sold out.
They were sold out from the jump.
Like, it was, I'm pretty sure tickets went on sale last Friday, and they were already sold out on Monday.
Wow.
And I think she didn't even expect that because she posted on Instagram, and she's like, oh my gosh, you guys, I love you so much. And I'm like, well, I'm happy for you, but also, I didn't get my ticket. Excuse me. I have a problem with that. So we're going to probably have to buy the resale ticket for too much, but it could be worth it.
Yeah.
And then also Megan Thee Stallion dropped an EP.
Sugar.
Okay.
You were ready.
And she dropped her EP Sugar amongst all of the, contractual controversy that she was having. Probably one to two weeks ago. So she is an independent artist currently, and with independent artists, you can really not do whatever you want. You're clearly still under contract, but like you fund all your stuff, so you kind of get a little bit more say-so than people who are under stricter contract deals. And she recently got new management, and they were like, you know, your contract looks kind of crazy. You might want to renegotiate that. And she went to go renegotiate, and they were like, okay, well, if you want to renegotiate, you can't put out any new music. So she sued them because she was like, well, that doesn't seem fair.
Right. And good for you, girl. Like, stand up for yourself. Don't get run over by poor like
they definitely expected her to let them roll
over.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about like how TLC like got ran over and like Megan, good for you.
And that's exactly what she said. She is like, at the end of the day, I'm going to stand up for myself and I'm not going to be bullied. She is like, the facts are they won't let me put out my music because I won't renegotiate or I want to renegotiate my contract. And so she did drop her. She sued them. A Texas judge gave her the go ahead to put out this EP, Suga. And I'm really glad they did because it's real good.
It is. It is really good.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not too very, it's not too long either.
Yeah.
It's like the
it's a perfect length. She gives you a good mixture of everything. Like she's got, it's mostly rap, but then at the end it goes into singing. And I was like, honestly, I didn't need those three.
Yeah.
But there's enough.
But I think that's because she's not known for that.
Right.
Like, you know, she didn't get known for her singing track. So hearing them, like for me, I still am not huge. Like they'll probably grow on me.
And like there are people who are already into those. So it's like there's something for everybody on it.
Yeah.
Even though it's a small little EP.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely excited to see, like, when she gets a studio album, what she puts out.
And she's got some good features.
Always.
Always. Love it.
Yeah, so that's my review of the week. Check them out. Janae Aiko's Chilombo and Megan Thee Stallion's Suga. If you're into that.
For me, my review of the week, I have been busy with Netflix, apparently. I have watched two shows in the span of a week. So my reviews this week are going to be for the show Lock and Key on Netflix. And then also I'm Really Not Okay With This. Or I Am Not Okay With This. That's what it's called.
Really quick. Is Lock and Key a book?
I'm actually not sure. If it is, I didn't read it.
Okay.
But it might be. It really might be based off of a book. And now that you say that, I think you might be right.
I feel like I saw a book this past weekend and it said Lock and Key and I was like,
it could be.
I wonder if that's the show.
Yeah. So like I wasn't honestly originally going to watch Lock and Key until somebody close to me recommended it. And generally, like, I'm not going to watch a show unless somebody close to me recommends it. So I'm glad that they did. But it's a really cool show and it's a show that anybody could watch. All ages, you know, it's age appropriate for really anybody. But the general like premise of it is this family whose father was like murdered. They move back to like their family house and they find out like that in this house, it's like there's magic. And then there are like these keys in this house and they can all do like different things. And so Yeah, and so it's kind of cool because, you know, the keys are, like, hidden in the house. And so they're not just in, like, plain view. And only the kids can, like, find the keys. So it's just kind of fun because at different times, you know, they find different keys. And some of the keys can do good things. And some of the keys can do bad things.
Oh,
and,
like, snap.
And again, they're kids. So why are these kids have all these keys that have all this power and they don't know what the heck they're doing?
So it's an adaptation from an American comic book series.
Aha! Oh, so, awesome.
By Joe Hill. So that's where the series is.
Okay, cool. Love it. Yeah. So it's really cool. It's really good. I'm really trying not, like, I'm really bad about, like, not giving things away. So I'm trying to keep it kind of, like, short and sweet. But it's really good. There's, like, action involved, some kind of, like, psychological thriller type stuff in there. And the way that that the season, like, ended, you know for sure there's going to be another season. Like, there's way too many questions, and there's a lot of, like, plot lines and, like, storylines that they started that need to get continued. So I know that there's going to be a second season, so I definitely think it's worth a watch. And like I said, you can watch it alone, family, kids, whatever. It's great for all ages. This next one, I'm Not Okay With This. Now, this one, like, I went through this one way too fast. And it's, like, it's a really good show, but it's only 7 episodes.
Okay.
And they're, like, 20-minute episodes. Like, it's really, really quick and easy. Like, you could watch it in a day. You can watch it in a couple hours, and you're done. I don't necessarily know if this show is an all-ages thing, because, like, I know that she drops an F-bomb right at the beginning of it. I probably like, I would let my kids watch it probably, but I would say maybe watch the episode and then determine if you want to let younger people. But another story in which the father has the father figure has died, and then the daughter is, of course, like an awkward teenager struggling with, like, you know, struggling with that, you know, with the loss of a parent, as well as being the new person, like, in school or whatever. She doesn't have that many friends. And, you know, just imagine being that awkward teenager in high school.
Right.
But she also has, like, this other, like, internal issue. And, like, she doesn't know what that is. She doesn't know, like, where that came from. And she doesn't know how to, like, control it. And so the whole entire season's basically about, like, this secret that she's got, while also navigating the general aspects of life. Like, she fights with her best friend, and her best friend's boyfriend was, like, cheating on her. And then, like, there's this other boy that, like, likes her. So, like, literally regular everyday high school stuff. Yeah, everyday high school stuff, but then her dealing with this other stuff that's much bigger than high school, you know?
Right.
So it's, like I said, it happened way too fast. And how it ended, something crazy, crazy, crazy happened with no, like, again, explanation. So I know that this is also something that's going to get continued.
Okay.
And it got left off in a really good place, too, to where it's kind of like, it just was like a culmination of everything that was happening. And yeah, but I'm not okay with this. It's, I feel like, a coming of age story. Mm. So I would recommend it, but definitely watch Lock and Key with the family. And I'm not okay with this. Pre-screen it and maybe watch with the family.
And those are our reviews for the week, as well as our coronavirus health update.
Yes.
We are going to jump into a really quick 2 to 3 minute break and get back with you guys on our hot topic. Thanks for listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Time is funny. Sometimes it seems fast, another time slow. When it comes to time slots remaining on Alternative Talk 1150, time is running out. In fact, there are just a few primetime slots available. So if you want to host your own radio program, the time to call 425-653-1150 is right now. Nope, no time for excuses. Dial 425-653-1150 to find out how affordable it can be to host a radio show. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Hey, Seattle!
Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Spending time in nature can be good for your health, so a growing number of people are practicing forest bathing. There's no tub or soap involved, just fresh air and a canopy of trees. Farjana Islam is a certified nature and forest therapy guide who leads forest bathing walks in the DC area.
You just go a quarter of a mile in 3 hours. You're just noticing what's around you using your senses. So what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're smelling, what you're tasting in the air. And then people go into circles, and then we have a sharing piece, which could be a twig on the floor. And we share what we've seen.
Islam says forest bathing improves mindfulness and reduces stress. And it can help people see the value of trees, not only for the climate, but for their own well-being.
People can decide if they want to become environmental stewards, if that's their next step, and they feel called to do that.
Islam says she once thought that caring for the environment meant protecting a faraway landscape.
With the polar bears and the Arctic and, like, national parks and rainforests and different things that are, like, these grandeur, awe-inspiring things. But, like, the tree that's outside my window, that's super awe-inspiring to me now.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
Talk radio for the heart and soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we gave you guys a coronavirus health update as well as gave you guys our reviews of the week. We're going to wrap it up with, I hated that. We're going to wrap it up with a National Women's History Month victory.
Yes. Big win for women.
All womankind. So yesterday, Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years. So as many of you guys know, back in 2017, Harvey Weinstein, few women came forward and said that Harvey Weinstein had sexually assaulted them or sexually harassed them in some way, was just basically sexually inappropriate.
And they were tired of being quiet about it.
And it actually started the Me Too movement, which became popular in 2017. He was convicted on two counts of first-degree criminal sexual act for we're not going to read all of that because it's getting really deep. But essentially for forcing himself on an actress in 2006, as well as third-degree rape. And for that, he got 23 years.
Yes.
Which, like we said, is a huge victory for women.
Especially him being the person that he is.
That he is. Like, right.
Somebody with a lot of money and notoriety and pull in the industry. Like, this is unheard of.
And like I said in the beginning, it started the Me Too movement. So from this, a lot of women were like, you know what? I've also been wrong and I'm not going to stay silent and I'm going to speak up too. And it started this whole movement, which, you know, a lot of people have kind of cringed at or kind of been upset about because they're like, well, why are you speaking up now? Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that sexual assault is oftentimes underreported because, one, there are so many factors as to why.
Fear.
Shame.
Yeah, shame, guilt, embarrassment.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't even know.
Right. They might not understand that what happened to them
wasn't okay.
Yeah.
Would be categorized as sexual assault. And in the situation with Harvey Weinstein, you know, he's this powerful person in Hollywood who could make or break your career. And if you're an actress starting out, what are you going to do?
Right.
If he's telling you, you need to be quiet about this, you need to be cool about this, you might just be quiet about it and be cool about it.
Right.
But once you realize that he's also doing this to many other women, like close to 100 other women have accused him of this.
Right.
The brevity of the situation kind of changes.
And so it just became really inspiring because it made multiple women speak up who had experiences from him, but also other women were speaking up about their experiences in general.
In general.
And other people and other players in Hollywood came up. And, you know what I mean? Things have happened since then, and it's broken some people's careers. But this is a slow form of justice. It's a really, really big, huge win.
Yeah, it's a huge win for women. It's a huge win for the justice system. I think that also a lot of people made a big deal of Bill Cosby being convicted first. You know, they were like, well, why do they, you know, why was Bill Cosby convicted before Harvey Weinstein?
Honestly, wasn't
started
I think
beforehand?
I thought his stuff was going on before. I thought Cosby was going on before Harvey.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, well,
I feel like it was around the same time.
Yeah.
And Harvey Weinstein's was a little bit more drawn out. It's taken 3 years. It's 2020. This started back in October of 2017, which, yeah, it did take way too long. But with the justice system in general, with a lot of things, it does take time. And though however long it took, I'm very happy in the results. And, you know, many people are saying more time. Yeah, more time could have been given. But I'm also really happy with it.
Yeah. You know, we got to take what we can get.
Yeah, because, you know, it's basically saying, you know, you did something wrong and you've got to pay for your actions.
And not a lot of people are often held accountable for their actions.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to say that this is definitely a huge win, and I'm glad that this happened during Women's History Month.
Absolutely.
Let's do a quick recap, and we got to talk about what's going on this weekend really quick.
Yeah, let's just do, like, happenings around. There's not really any Seattle happenings because we're shut down.
Yeah, like, they canceled everything. So if y'all thought you were doing something this weekend, you're probably not.
And it's funny because, besides the fact that Friday is, tomorrow is Friday the 13th.
Ooh,
get spooky and watch a movie. Tuesday is St. Patrick's Day.
Wear green or I will be pinching you.
However, like, what are folks going to be doing since everything is closed?
I mean, you can just try to celebrate the best way that you can. Just wear green and drink a lot of beer.
And then March 19th, our next episode next week, we will have a special guest. Tessa Woo-hoo! Talks will be joining us.
A beautiful, inspiring, and empowering Black woman. We are so excited to have her.
Yes, we're excited to have her on the show.
And today is National Plant a Flower Day. So take a chance to buy some seeds and plant something, even if it's not in your own garden, okay? I love it. Plant some tulips for me, all right? Tulips are my favorite.
Maybe wait until after this weekend if you live in Seattle because it's supposed to snow on Friday.
Yeah,
as well.
I guess, whatever, right? It is. That is true. But, I mean, today is National Plant a Flower Day. It won't make sense if you don't do it today.
Okay, plant it and then put it out after it snows. So that's really what's going on in the coming weeks. And let's get to a really quick recap, Jazz.
All righty. So my week was definitely the way. I'm finally done being stressed about my identity theft stuff. I have been riding this high, and I'm going to keep riding that high.
Woo-woo.
So the day party for the voting census, the census voting, definitely the way.
Absolutely
and
the way.
Our census is actually coming in the mail today. We got really excited. Well, I did.
Jasmine got really
I got very excited about that. And National Ranch Day, absolutely the way.
Bride dress shopping is the way. That was a lot of fun. I've never been able to do that as an adult, and I'm super into it. And then as well as the Bubbly Beats day party for a purpose, with a purpose, was also the way.
Yes.
Icebreaker, would you rather, bringing that back, is the way. Absolutely.
Definitely the way. Some of the would you rathers, not the way.
I am excited to get, somebody else in here, a guest in here, so that we can do Would You Rather with her.
Yes.
Just get her take.
That would be really fun.
And then our health update.
I mean, it's the way because we're getting more information, you know, and we're trying to share our information and knowledge with you guys. So that is the way. However, what's happening around the world and in our city is definitely not the way.
Like, it's absolutely
just,
not.
We're in a really weird place of the unknown and limbo, and it's not often that this happens. Like, it's just kind of chaos everywhere.
Yeah, I'm anxious in a bad way to see how all of this plays out, but I am optimistic that everything will be okay. And then reviews of the week. Megan Thee Stallion is the way.
Absolutely.
Check out Suga. Chalombo, or Janae Aiko's Chalombo, is absolutely the way.
Hands down, no debates about that. My reviews of the week, Lock and Key and I'm Not Okay With This, definitely the way. Both of them were actually trending on Netflix, so that alone should tell you that, you know, they're pretty popular. Highly recommend. And again, watch with the family, the way.
And then our very brief hot topic, but very important hot topic, Harvey Weinstein being sentenced to 23 years. Is the way.
The way, absolutely. Come on.
I mean, like, point blank, period. I love to see the justice system work.
Yes.
You know? And also, I like to see bad guys put away.
Yeah, come on.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in this morning. We will catch you next week.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week. Same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.